morning.
It's 7 o'clock on... what is today? Tuesday. The 25th. And that background noise is a guy on the riding mower across the street, so... That's a little better, he said. Okay, 7 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, August the 25th, 2020. Smoky morning. Smells of smoke this morning. It's a beautiful morning. Gosh, it's a beautiful morning. We don't have a lot of... the smoke layer isn't very thick. So the sky is really blue right overhead. Only right overhead. But the sunrise this morning was gorgeous. I took an extra picture. It's on Instagram. I don't know if Twitter picked it up or not. I tagged a bonus picture, so it might have gone to Twitter. So yeah, yesterday was quite a day. I got my 2,000 words in before lunch. I'm gonna shoot for that again today. I did do 2,200, so a little bit in the bank. I'm making it up little by little. I like the way the story's going. I don't know how many legs this thing has, but we'll see. And I got Finwell Bay back from Karen yesterday afternoon. And she marked it up really, really well. The points that she marked were all, well, except for Anchor Road. She wanted Anchor Road to be Anchor Rope, but that's wrong. And I'll probably get a lot of people complaining about the typo, but... those are people who are not aware that Anchor Road is, in fact, the correct term. People who know boats will know. So, I'm good with that. But I think I'm about a third of the way through it already. It's 340 pages in manuscript. It was a much shorter book than I thought. When I finally got done with it, it was a much shorter book than I thought. And I've moved on to Dark Knight Station Origins. A couple people have it for beta reading now. If you're listening to this, it's Tuesday, and if you hear this by I gotta wrap a turnaround because I've reserved a slot for it, and I gotta give her this manuscript like right away. And I was really stupid because I did not give her I did not push this out to betas after I got done with Hostage. I'm still getting Hostage feedback, by the way. The Barbarian book, which will not be called Hostage. So I'm still getting feedback for that. But I really need to push Dark Knight out. I've given it to two or three people. I was going to say, if you hear this by Wednesday, tomorrow, get in touch with me and I'll flash your copy, but... I really want to give her Dark Knight Station by Monday. At the latest. I also need to poke Jesse. And see what he can do about a cover. For Finwell Bay. Because if he can't get it to me in the next few days, I'm gonna go to Podium and ask if I can use their covers. Morning. Tuckered him out, huh? Tuckered him out, huh? Dog's just laying down on the grass. Dog's just laying down in the grass over there. Lady with a dog, and he just walked off under the grass and laid down. She's standing there with the leash. She's like, come on. And he's looking at her like, what? What do you want? I'm busy here. So Finwell Bay should go up relatively soonly. I got another couple of days of editing. Probably get most of it done today. But I will try to get my 2,000 words in before I switch over to do editing this afternoon. And we'll see how it works out. So the ambient this morning is 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and that does not bode well for the rest of the day. If we start out that warm, there's nowhere to go but up. The official forecast is for 99. I expect it'll break 100 today. So yeah, I'm trying to get out early. I'm trying to get out around 6:30. And no small part because, as I teased last week, I'm going to have a guest on the morning walk next week. Monday, if the weather cooperates, I will have my very first ever Talking to My Morning Walk guest. Somebody who is going to get up and come walk with me 6:30 in the morning on a Monday. So, yeah. Some of you can probably guess who that is. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm really looking forward to it. All right, coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I'm pretty jazzed. I'm also pretty jazzed, and I'm probably gonna jinx it. This is probably a really bad idea, but I have to kind of. Promote, reward, what's the word I'm looking for? Acknowledge, I guess. Celebrate that today is the 28th day in a row that I have done the walk and posted a podcast. Oh, look, it might be more than 28 days. But the counter on my Headspace app says today is the 28th day in a row that I have done the walking meditation. So 4 weeks. I'm kind of chuffed. I'm kind of stoked. It's like, okay, we did this for 4 weeks in a row. And, you know, watch tomorrow be rainy or crappy or something. What is this kid doing on a tricycle in the middle of the street? I don't see any adult here at all. Kid is like 4. Okay, he's heading back into the cul-de-sac. My parent bump just got a huge knock. Four-year-old on a tricycle in the middle of the street. I feel like I should probably do something, but I don't exactly know what. It's not like I can go knock on all the doors in the neighborhood. It's also not like he's sitting out in the middle of the throughway. It's a dead-end cul-de-sac. If he were up further inside the cul-de-sac, he probably wouldn't even have noticed him. Anyway. Yeah, he's staying back in the cul-de-sac, so I guess it's probably not unusual. Dial back the busybody gene here a little bit. So, yeah, what the hell was I talking about before I got so totally derailed? I don't remember. I'm making progress. I've already got some feedback on Dark Knight Station. I'm looking for a couple of more just to come back. It's a long book. It's longer than I'm used to writing. But it also has three points of view, whereas Shaman Tales have two. This book has three. And it's the only real purpose for the story is to kind of give some backstory to sort of fill in the history of Toehold Space. Oh, that's bright. What kind of bicycle is flashing? Really brilliantly flashing light in the front. Anyway, I'm walking around looking at everything and listening, and some heavy equipment off at school. It's a little bit of humidity in the air this morning. Another old guy across the way there picking his way along. But I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.